All right. Now, earlier in the show, we had a surprise guest from Celebrity Apprentice, and now we're in the second half of the program, and everybody loves when I get surprised, and I have no idea who's on the phone with us, so let's go to the phones right now, see who's joining us. Hello, you're on the air.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Michael Andretti.
Michael Andretti, the son of legendary Mario. Well, I guess you're also in a category of racing legends, so I apologize for that. Michael Andretti, thank you so much for calling in today.
My pleasure.
Now, before we get into the Celebrity Apprentice stuff, I have to ask you, I'm paranoid as it is when I'm in a car, and I'm not even going that fast. What is it about racing that got you interested? Was it parental influence? How did that all start?
Well, I think the obvious is that, you know, I grew up at racetracks because of my father, so, you know, it's been my life since I have a memory, so I think that's the obvious way for me that I got involved with it, and it's one of those deals that, you know, either you're around it so much that you get sick of it, or you're around it so much that you want more of it. And, you know, I was in a situation where I just wanted more of it, and I wanted to make it my life as well.
And it has been your life because you've raced, and I know you've also owned, but you left racing for a while, for driving for a while, and then you came back. What happened there?
Right. Yeah, I retired in 03 at Indianapolis in 03, and then my son was starting racing, and he actually started racing for us on our racing team, and there was an opportunity for me. It was in 06 that I came back out of retirement just to do Indianapolis, to actually race against him and with him, and you know, it was a great experience. You know, my motivation at that time was that's what brought me out of it, but then once I got into it, I wanted to go and try to win the race. So it was one of the greatest experiences was racing with my son, because I'm one of the few people that can say, well, I'm the only person actually that can say that I've raced against my father and my son in the Indianapolis 500, and which was quite cool.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do some bragging for a second. How many wins under your belt? Like, count it out for me. Come on.
I've won 42 IndyCar wins, which puts me third all-time on the win list.
Wow, quite an accomplishment. So I guess, is there a bit of a rivalry in the family then after all this?
Not really. I think the beauty of it is with us is because we've spread, you know, through different generations, so we never really, I mean, I did compete against them both, but we were never in each other's prime. So, there's competition because we are a competitive people, but we're very happy for each other's accomplishments.
Well, I know, I'm sure they're going to be rooting for you on the Celebrity Apprentice. Your next big competition, we're going to talk about that in the next half of our interview, but we've got to get back to the music, so if you wouldn't mind sticking around, more with Michael Andretti right after this. All right, hopefully this time on Celebrity Apprentice, well, he won't be as fast as he is in a car. Racing legend Michael Andretti joining us again. Now, I always ask contestants this. What was your first impression of Donald Trump going into Celebrity Apprentice, and then after you finished the process? Is working with him what you expected?
Pretty much. I mean, I was able to know him before the show, so I had met him back in, actually, I think it was the mid-90s, where I was a judge in the Miss USA contest, so I had spent a lot of time with him then. So, you know, I knew what I was getting into with him in terms of what to expect, and so my opinion doesn't change any from, you know, after the show than before the show.
People often view him as being intimidating. I've met him on the red carpet at the finales. He seems like a very, very nice man. Overall, is he the same as he is in his personal life as he is the professional life, or is there a different side to him?
I think he's a very, very nice guy, but you know, when it comes to business, it is more cutthroat. It's all about business, and it becomes in the boardroom. It's not about, you know, how he feels about you or whatever. It's more like how he feels about the job you did. So it's not a personal thing. It's more a business thing, and that's the way a true good businessman works. He doesn't work with his emotions. He works with, you know, just the hard, cold facts, and that's what he is, and that's the way he does things.
What was your plan of attack going into the show? Some people use intimidation, others use their Rolodex. Like, how did you approach the whole thing?
A little bit of, you know, not intimidation, but I did more like whatever I needed to do, I did. I didn't complain whether I had to wipe the floors or do whatever. You know, I was in it to do whatever could help the team win its task. So that's the way I went into it, and you know, I think it's the best way because, you know, I don't complain, I just do it. you know, I got along with everybody. Our team was great. You know, the guys' team, we really all got along really well. It was the women's team that was enjoyable for us to watch. mean, they were going at it from day one, and it was quite entertaining.
Now, of course, everybody's playing for themselves, but as you were saying, there's two teams. So who was your biggest competition? Was it somebody on your team? Was it somebody on the women's team? Size up the competition for me.
I think in terms of the guys, I mean, the people that you had to really watch, there was, you know, guys like Clay are very serious about this. You could tell he was in it to win, and you know, then on the girls' side, there was some very serious ones that you could tell that they were not there just to be there. They were there to win. People like Lisa Lampanelli, who else? Aubrey O'Day, surprisingly, she was very much, and also, Diana Mendoza, who's Miss Universe, she was quite intense. So you could tell that they were the ones that, you know, they were in it to win, not just to be there.
Yeah. Now, celebrities are playing the show, or they're on the show to raise money for charity. Who are you raising money for with your appearance?
My charity is Racing for Cancer. So you can go to racingforcancer.org and learn more about it. And it's a great, great charity.
And so, do you think, I'm not asking for names, but do you think you know who's going to win?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe we'll check in with you as the season goes on and see if your prediction is right.
Okay.
All right, Michael Andretti, racing legend, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Celebrity Apprentice, Sunday nights on NBC. Check your local listings. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.